I next met with Dr. Joyce O'Shaughnessy from the Baylor Charles A. Sammons Cancer Center and the U.S. Oncology Network in Dallas. And to begin, she commented on a case submitted by Dr. Andrea Stiebel from Fresno, California, of a 51-year-old woman with ER-positive, HER2-negative lobular breast cancer treated with 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen, who then presented a year later with a local recurrence.
Yes, well, I think it's terrific that she's been biopsied in the bone, so we've documented metastatic disease. I think that's an important consideration in terms particularly of her systemic therapy, because certainly I would utilize a BSO aromatase inhibitor and a CDK4/6 inhibitor. I would have equipoise on the three CDK4/6 inhibitors. I would give her an anti-osteoclast agent as well. Again, equipoise between denosumab and zoledronic acid for her bony metastases. With regard to the local recurrence, there's sort of two ways I look at this. On the one hand, we know lobular is somewhat difficult as a surgical disease because it does tend to be diffusely infiltrative. And it's sometimes difficult to get clear margins. There's microscopic disease you can't appreciate, et cetera. So I would, however, lean towards optimizing local control for this patient. I do think that for patients whose natural history we expect to be extremely long, and this woman would be in that category, I think she ought to live many, many years with this metastatic breast cancer. I think that the idea of getting the tumor volume in the body down to the lowest possible amount makes sense to me in terms of just decreasing the emergence of drug-resistant clones. You know, the randomized trials that have been done in Turkey and India with patients who have had a partial response, complete response to their metastatic, generally chemotherapy, and then a randomized to local control versus not, you know, for their primary breast cancer that had presented de novo metastatic. Those studies really don't show a persuasive survival advantage. However, I think that in the subset of patients where we expect them to live a very, very long time, I think the jury is still out on that question. And I think that it's reasonable to try to get the tumor volume down as much as possible to prevent the emergence of resistance clones or postpone the emergence of resistant clones just by having less cancer in the body. Also, I think that the local issues can become somewhat more problematic for patients. Now, lobular, albeit, tends to be so generally indolent in its biology that local control issues per se are usually not dramatic. Having said that, I think that you can have symptoms from local recurrence, and I think it's just easier for patients not to have to deal with it. So having said all that, I guess I'd be inclined, honestly, to treat her first with systemic therapy to get cytoreduction over the chest wall recurrence. So I'd be inclined to treat her first and then address local control afterwards. If she had a clinical complete response to an aromatase inhibitor, BSO, and CDK4/6 inhibitor, then I would, you know, obviously want to talk to the surgeon. It's the situation that if somebody's doing really well and you can't see any disease clinically, sometimes you just opt for careful observation.
What about the sort of a consolidation radiation therapy?
Yes, and I might want to, I'd have to talk to the surgeon, and it depends on how localized the disease is now. If it's quite diffuse, then consolidated radiation therapy alone. If it's a little bit more localized, it might be helpful to go in and just do some surgery at the original site if it was clustered together. Conversely, the surgeon could go ahead and do it first. If it was very, very localized, the surgeon could do it first. But generally speaking, for chest wall recurrences, generally speaking, to get optimal control, excision and radiation therapy is your best way to go. They had shown that, Neil, a long time ago, back in the like 1980s, I think they did randomized trials of surgery radiation versus both, and surgery or radiation versus both, and local control was best with both modalities. So But it really is, depending if it's really quite a diffuse, you know, kind of multi-nodular area over the chest wall, then surgery would be less helpful for her. Then I would lean towards radiation after excellent cytoreduction with a CDK4/6 inhibitor and letrozole. One other point I'd like to make about this case, and this is something that we really don't have definitive data on, but I will share that it is something that I think about in my own practice. In fact, I saw a patient very similar to this last week, newly married, 51-year-old woman, premenopausal, node-negative, multifocal invasive lobular cancer, but very indolent biology. She had a 6-millimeter and a 12-millimeter area of multifocality, no lymphovascular invasion, ERPR strongly positive, HER2 negative, and very slowly proliferative. So I wanted to treat her with just endocrine therapy alone. And the question is tamoxifen versus a BSO plus AI. And I recommended the BSO AI knowing that there's more menopausal symptoms, particularly vaginal atrophy, et cetera, because of the big 198 data with tamoxifen versus letrozole, showing that even in the luminal A indolent lobular breast cancers, that tamoxifen is inferior in its efficacy to the AI. Now, this is a retrospective unplanned subset analysis, and we have to be very careful of those. Conversely, it was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, and there are preclinical data suggesting that tamoxifen can have an invasive sort of metastatic effect on invasive lobular cancers. Also, Neil, the other thing I carry around in my head in my practice is unplanned retrospective analysis of the MA-27 randomized trial of anastrozole versus exemestane in postmenopausal women with early breast cancer, showing no difference between the two arms in the overall treated population and no difference in the invasive ductal cancer patients. But in the invasive lobular cancer patients, there was a late occurring suggestion of a decreased overall survival and disease-free survival in the invasive lobular cancer patients with exemestane. And exemestane is converted to androgenic metabolites. And so the question in my mind is whether the androgenic metabolites from exemestane could be causing sort of a late stimulation of residual invasive lobular cancer cells. So in my practice, certainly in postmenopausal women, I would treat the patients with the letrozole or anastrozole, and I tend to avoid the tamoxifen and exemestane for those reasons. And in these perimenopausal women, I do discuss the possibility of a BSO plus AI to them, recognizing that we really don't have definitive data, you know, with regard to the tamoxifen, but when I can, I would prefer to use an aromatase inhibitor.